listener production.
Unemployment in Australia edged higher. How did our share market react?
And find out what's the next big thing that's coming up that could impact interest rates.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Thursday, the 18th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Laura, it was bound to happen eventually. This losing streak that has hurt over the past 5 days has finally come to an end.
Yeah, look, as it stands at the moment, our market is up almost 0.5%, up around 35 points. Now, this is quite cool because we did actually see the US markets falling quite heavily last night, down around 1%. Now, there's been a few things at play here. So we did actually start the session higher. We've had a lot of quarterly reports coming out today from some pretty big names which have an impact over what the broader share market does. So BHP was one of them. We'll get into that shortly. On the other end, we did have jobs data coming out as well. That came out at 11:30 a.m. and this certainly helped to support our market. So at the outset, we were up 0.4%. We got as high as almost 0.7%, but at the moment back to around where we started.
Yeah, so that was certainly what received all the attention today, that jobs report, the biggest event of the week here in Australia. In the US, as you pointed out, you know, we've seen a bit of a decline in US markets because there are just concerns about when interest rates could very well be cut. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, there was an expectation, about a 70% chance that interest rates could be cut in the United States by June. Now that's, you know, around a 16% chance. So things change very quickly. Here in Australia, as you mentioned, those jobs report was very important. Employment fell by 6,600 in March, while the unemployment rate edged higher slightly from 3.7 up to 3.8%. So this was below the market expectations, and there weren't any nasty surprises in this report. So that was seen as a good thing. We avoided another unusually strong lift in employment, which generally would be a good thing when more jobs are being added. But this would have been interpreted as quite a negative if we saw a really big lift in jobs. So this was seen as a positive. Our market, as you say, went from being up very slightly to being up as much as 0.7 and then kind of lost a little bit of momentum into the final hour and a half or so of trade. Jobs growth over the past 6 months, though, has been quite volatile. And when that happens, economists and analysts tend to kind of pay more attention to what we've seen over a trend. We know what the trend is basically showing. And overall, there are still signs that the job market is cooling a little, and there's expectation that could very well continue over the course of the second half of the year.
Yeah, that's a really good wrap-up of what we saw in the jobs data today. And I guess the question that comes out of this is what this means for interest rates. So I guess nothing in today's data suggests that a rate cut can't be on the cards this year, but we have seen that probability of a rate cut pushing further and further back towards right to the tail end of this year. So markets expect that the rate cut could possibly come in December, if it even does. And from here, the attention will really turn to quarterly inflation numbers, which will come out Wednesday next week. Now, that's going to be really important for the RBA's decision, probably even more so than today's jobs figures, right?
I think much more important. So the next interest rate decision is the 7th of May, which is a Tuesday. The RBA now meets over 2 days rather than one. So things have changed a bit. But at the moment, the market reckons there's around a 92% chance that rates are going to stay on hold next month, an 8% chance of a rate cut. So, you know, this jobs report is not going to really change the expectation at all. That inflation report is certainly something that could have markets talking, probably not about what will happen in May, but what could happen, I guess, further down the track.
Yeah, and I guess that's really the thing. It is quite likely that they will keep rates on hold, but the question remains, when will the first rate cut begin? And that's all going to be really data dependent. So I guess the RBA still is in very much wait and see mode, waiting for that new data to come out. And we're wanting to see more than one read where something looks positive. We're wanting to see multiple reads consecutively and showing that trend data.
Especially because things have been so messy recently. There hasn't really been a really clear trend in one direction or the other.
Exactly. Now, across the sectors today, we are seeing most of them lifting. We're only seeing two down leading into the close. Telecom down 0.3, healthcare down 0.5%. All others are lifting. Now, the miners are doing the absolute best. They're up around the 1% mark. We're seeing many of the big miners in that space actually lifting. Financials are doing really well, which is well received because they've actually had six straight days of declines. They were down around 4% in that time frame. Today, they're up 0.7 of 1%.
Let's look at some stocks because there are a few of them around. BHP, the biggest stock on our market, obviously the largest miner as well. It's currently 8% of the entire Aussie share market, which is crazy. But it came out with some quarterly numbers. It produced around 68 million tonnes of its biggest earning commodity, which is iron ore, a 7% drop on the prior quarter, but it was an improvement on how much it dug out of the ground a year earlier. So similar to what we heard from Rio Tinto yesterday when it came out with its quarterly numbers, it was affected partly by plenty of bad weather. It also mentioned some other issues as well when it comes to weather and maintenance work that it carried out. Production for its other commodities were a bit messy and mixed, but importantly, it maintained its goals for iron ore for the year. So share price rose, you know, not doing, you know, any better than, say, Rio Tinto, which was up more than 2%. So I think the response was probably more to the iron ore price, which rose over the past day.
And the iron ore price has been under quite a bit of pressure recently. Mm-hmm. So seeing it lift overnight has certainly helped those miners in that space. We had a few things happening around dividends. So today we had the Reject Shop trading ex-dividend set to pay out 10 cents per share to eligible investors. A few dividend payments as well. Rio paying out $3.92 per share. Nine Entertainment, 4 cents per share. Lavisa, 50 cents per share. You like to shop at Lavisa sometimes, don't you?
Look, I have bought some fake earrings from there before for a costume party, I won't lie. But another quarterly update today was from Santos, which fell slightly. This is one of Australia's largest gas producers. When I say quarterly update, you know, we get these profit results, which tend to come out every 6 months. But for the mining and energy stocks, they tend to release these more timely quarterly numbers on, you know, every 3 months. So Santos said that revenue fell by close to 15% over the past 3 months. Again, bad weather, lower gas prices, maintenance work all contributing there. But the result didn't seem to surprise the market too much, largely doing the same as its peers as far as its share price movement.
Telix Pharmaceuticals has been the top performer, though. It hit a record high during today's session after posting its first quarter update, showing that revenue was up 18%, boosted by strong sales of its prostate cancer imaging product. But going the other way, though, one of the worst performers, or in fact the worst performer leading into the close, is sleep apnea company ResMed. So they actually fell around 6% in the US session. They also trade over in the US and here in Australia as well. And they've been down around the same amount in today's local session. And that's basically on the back of fears that there are new diet drugs coming out and that could compete with ResMed's business. So last night we saw shares of Eli Lilly, which is a pharmaceutical company over in the US. It's known best for its depression drugs. And its shares rose 0.6% after recording that a weight loss drug may assist patients with sleep apnea.
Do you know what's crazy about Eli Lilly? I looked up its size compared to ResMed. It's 65 times larger than ResMed. It's the eighth largest company in the US. Wow. At the moment, which is crazy.
That's
you tend
massive.
To think of those big, you know, Magnificent Seven, all those tech stocks, but it's right up there as far as its size is concerned. Transurban, also in focus today, came out with a quarterly traffic numbers for the March quarter. Mixed traffic numbers across its toll roads, and its shares actually down by about 1%.
Let's look ahead to tonight. So there's a few economic data pieces coming out of the US, something on manufacturing. We have the leading index, existing home sales, but the one that's might catch more investor eyes is an earnings result from Netflix.
That's going to be a big one. You've been watching Physical 100. You keep going on about it every
day. I have been watching Physical 100 season 2. I watched season 1 as well. So they'll actually report after the market closes tonight. Something that investors are going to be watching closely is their subscriber numbers. Obviously, they've been lifting since they cracked down on password sharing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the advertising metrics as well will be in focus. Something that I thought was quite interesting is in 2023, they ended with 260 million subscribers across the globe. It's just a few people, right?
It's a few. Yeah. tomorrow as well, we've got a quarterly update from Woodside, the largest energy company. This is ahead of its annual meeting with shareholders next week, and also Whitehaven Coal.
And Pilbara.
Wow.
Big day. Another big day. Friday. No sleeping.
There you go. Happy Friday. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but have a great one, everyone, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.